Losing daylight, people. Losing daylight.
We're on the banks of Canoga Lake Retreat and Camp Center outside Hendersonville. It's just after Saturday breakfast, and about 20 adults, a handful of children, and a few well-behaved dogs are gathering for a group photo.
So, Colleen was the only problem in that shot.
Like the swallows that return every year to San Juan Capistrano, David Wilcox's most devoted followers, it's an insult to refer to them as mere fans, return every spring to Canoga Lake. They come to hear Wilcox and his friends perform, swap stories about what their favorite Wilcox songs mean to them, and share their own music with one of Asheville's most venerated folk artists.
Last year, because we were joking amongst ourselves, going, are we like, we're a bunch of weirdos? And so on the back of our t-shirt last year said, hashtag, totally not a cult. We're not the David Wilcox cult.
Everyone here will tell you the Wilcox weekend is more than about David Wilcox.
The connection that people feel with David's music is also a connection that they feel with each other. Even if David were to take a year off, I don't think we would. I think we would still gather just for this community.
This is the eighth official Wilcox weekend. The first one was unofficial. Several members of an online forum of Wilcox fans convened in 2001 at one of their homes in Highland Park, Illinois.
They kind of thought, well, we should tell Dave that we're doing this. Maybe he'll come. I had that wonderful feeling of this community had a life of its own and they were going to do this whether I was there or not.
Wilcox's staff helped organize another one a few years later, but Wilcox himself is an introvert and he was wary about his own involvement. To this day, he talks about the weekend as if he's a curious observer, and he talks about the people there as a tribe and his own music as a connector.
It's not like a fan thing. It's not like they want to be around this personality. They're not sort of wanting more contact with me. They're wanting more contact with their own heart's guidance. That is very reassuring to me. It makes me feel very relaxed and confident and easy to be with these people.
Wilcox might just be in a bit of denial about the motives some people have for coming here.
I've been still listening to Underneath over and over.
This person found his perfect moment with Wilcox alone in the breakfast line to gush about his music. You can see Wilcox working to paste a smile on his face, his gaze off to the side as he nods through his discomfort.
Yeah, I was totally starstruck. Like, I was totally starstruck. And now we're just very old friends.
Janet Griffin discovered Wilcox's music 20 years ago when she bought five of his albums and spun them as a soundtrack to paint her home.
Wilcox Weekend changed my life on so many levels. I've learned to bring my heart everywhere.
Jennifer Knight has been to every Wilcox Weekend since the second, and now she's one of the so-called volunteer minions handling all the logistics.
I got here and I really felt at home and I felt in touch with a piece of myself that I hadn't been in touch with in a long time.
There are a number of Wilcox-themed activities and workshops in the afternoons, conceived and run by people who attend. Here's an introduction to square dancing, where people are trying out new steps to the Wilcox song, Please Don't Call.
Five and six. And you might think this is boring, but you get some pros dancing this, and they're doing all kinds of really cool moves, just at a very slow tempo, and it looks awesome and very sexy.
At night, people sit for intimate performances by Wilcox and guests like the Grammy Award-winning Al Petaway. Just as popular are the fireside song circles. People bring their own guitars. Some have even purchased David Wilcox signature limited edition Rain Song black carbon body guitars and perform their own music. Only over the past few years has Wilcox himself gone to some of these song circles and offered feedback.
It's a way of celebrating and encouraging creativity long term. What we're after is how to stay inspired and keep your creative process going.
The business model around music has shifted away from album sales to selling concert tickets, merchandise, and what are called fan experiences. Even artists with modest followings are marketing everything today, from VIP access at concerts to multi-day cruises and intimate weekends like this one, as a way to strengthen their connection with their most loyal customers. Wilcox Weekend isn't exactly cheap, $750 and up for adults, including meals and lodging. But here's where this community differs. Some regulars have started up a scholarship fund of sorts, contributing their own money to help defray costs for others.
You know you'll have something in common with everybody, which is this music. Beyond that, you figure it out for yourself, and it's turned out to be beyond what I expected community-wise, and that's why I've come back for 8 years.
Wilcox's 16th studio album is out now, and it's called The View from the Edge. But you'll have to wait until next spring for the 9th Wilcox Weekend. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.